that self, that sense of who we seem to think we are, will never be satisfied. And of course it's going to indulge in things and try to feel better, and it's not who we are. And he also, at the end, he really made the point that the more you, you know, if you are a self trying to get rid of the self, then you're just reinforcing the self. All those efforts simply reinforce what isn't real to begin with. And the efforts are usually very strongly driven by what isn't real to begin with. It seems to think it needs something.
That's the only thing.
Has to fix
something. That's the only thing. Yeah. No effort expresses through, what would you say, clear seeing.
Yeah.
Things happen, right? Stuff happens. Efforts, what appear to be efforts, are made, right?
Yeah.
But effortfulness can only be the apparitional consequence of disbelief.
Disbelief or not seeing what's really here, you mean?
Are you running, are you here tonight, or do you have a thing over there tonight?
What? Second, fourth.
What's today? The 21st, so it's not the 2nd and it's not the 4th, yeah.
I hope not.
I think it's the 2nd. Isn't it the 2nd?
If it is, I'm too...
Yesterday was the 2nd Wednesday.
Well, this can't be... The 21st can't be the 2nd Thursday.
There you go.
Yeah, it has to be the 3rd Thursday.
You're right.
Right.
There we go.
Okay.
What the hell?
All right, you can stay.
Sounds good.
All right.
This one, we get like triple.
Yeah.
Is this like an elevation group?
Yeah. Yeah, we're aiming to be elevated.
It is the 3rd. I have something else that's on this. I thought it was the 2nd Wednesday. I think it's the 3rd Wednesday, and I wrote it out for the rest of the year on the wrong Wednesday.
Oh, no.
Hey, hello, Dave.
How's it going?
Very good.
Is it? Yeah. But you did make it to Hattery Sunday.
Where
the rest of us,
off.
I just put salt on the stuff with Alan and then went back home.
It wasn't even that bad.
Well, there was a vehicle laying on its side on the way.
So that's taking like, a nap. Just resting.
Nice wheels.
Really? It's like a horse, you know, likes to sometimes scratch itself.
Okay.
Cars do the same thing.
Good place to rest.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
He's like, okay, I guess it's breakfast with dates.
There's a fun built-in heresy to all representation, right? So as articulate as Paul is, and any of us might be, in listening and then getting a feel of it and then recounting, right, an insight of some kind. Hi. You can also see that it's just make-believe.
Well, at some level, I suppose the idea is to see it's all just me. It's all just a kind of an interesting show.
Yes.
And it doesn't have to be as heavy as we sometimes make it.
That's right. It doesn't have to be. Right. I mean, when it is. And so relief from heaviness is a wise move. Right. If that's on your,
if you find something that works,
if that's on your dance card, right?
Go for it.
Yeah.
If it works, go for it.
Yeah. If it's on your dance card, then respond to heaviness in as constructive a way as you're, you know, gonna do. And then the built-in foible, if you will, for, even articulating the apparent mechanism of what this is from the point of view of an experiencer, that has, you know, missed the boat, has heard a message, and now is, right, going to take the right cruise, right? Here you were on the trash barge to, you know, plastic land. right? One of humanity's kind of most embarrassing, spoilage things, right? Just plastic in the middle of the ocean for kilometers and kilometers, right? So you're on the trash barge heading to the deep water, and someone says, hey, man, like, get off the trash barge. You know, get over here on this nice five-deck princess, you know, cruise ship heading to, you know, warm Bahamian waters.
Bohemian.
And and so Brahmin waters.
Bohemian.
Bohemian waters is better, yeah. On warm Bohemian waters. I like it. and then nirvana will be yours, right? So you see that being on the trash barge is a myth, though suffering occurs. Believing that there's a better vehicle to someplace else is, in a sense, remaining on the trash barge, hoping to get a transfer as soon as possible.
But when someone offers you one, you're not really actually interested.
Yeah. and so you see that even if we could chart, call it samsara, appearing to the apparent recipient, as in your consciousness, it wouldn't be true. It's not true what our dear friend Paul says. Not that he's an outright liar, but in a sense he is. But he means well. It's just that nothing can be true about this with respect to that it is a certain way under the lens of samsara, and it's a better way or a different way under the lens of nirvana. And therefore, oh, I see the error of my ways. I bought a ticket on the trash barge just because I'm a cheap bastard thinking I could get, you know, to nirvana on the trash barge, but I can't. So I'm going to pony up and now buy a better ticket on a better class of boat on a higher deck with an ocean window, and that's going to do it. No, it's not. It's not going to do it. It's not going to do it.
So we'll just hang out with Mike's guy on the trash barge.
Yeah, just stay on. You may as well stay on the trash barge and, you know, go to the hot dog bar.
Remember the garbage
barge
back in the
70s? It was just going here and there. No one would take it.
No one would take it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You're right. Almost thinking
it's
garbage.
A lonely existence, isn't it? Just driving around. Nobody wants you. Damn it. So you see that as the moment that an interest in a remedy arises, because you're interested in a remedy as a contrast to what? Some kind of disappointment.
A belief in a self.
Which is
true.
Which is just outright untrue. Outright untrue. So any time, as if there were any, we reach beyond present to explain, to justify, to improve upon, to light the fuse on a strategy, you're still on the garbage barge. Yeah. So, if this is anything, let's give it the benefit of the doubt and say it's pretty fucking magical. As an expressive weirditude of magic, you can only find disappointment, insufficiency, regret, through imagination.
There's no insufficiency or regret sitting here right now.
No, that's pretty much 24/7. Yeah. But let's face it, if we're, let's say, occupying our present experience, and you can't really ever occupy your present experience because it's too evaporative to occupy, right? You can't occupy it, but we feel like we are occupying our present experience. And how do we know that? Well, sensation and thinking, right? Projection, like and dislike, comparison, profound incoming stimulus through the so-called sense windows, presence of being, which we don't usually speak about in the, right, generic vocabulary. So we think we're occupying our present experience and that we're individuated. We have the power of choice, will, decision-making, that we can exercise through agency. Choice, will, decision-making, preference, selection, rumination, consideration, comparison, correct outcomes. And all of that magical power that we insist that we have is an artifact of that this is magic. Those powers, you don't actually have any of those powers. Not a single one. But it sure feels like you do. Because if you're hungry, you can, you know, and you're living in a Western, you know, industrialized, you can go to the corner store, you can go to the refrigerator or the, you know, the cool cellar where you keep, you know, fruits and vegetables canned, right?
Oh,
thanks for all the nourishing sweets.
And there's Reese's Pieces.
Help E.T. Maybe they'll help.
I was just thinking.
Good point.
Oh, yeah.
Let there be sugar.
Fuck this conversation.
Yeah.
Let's just eat
sugar. Are you saying something? Reese's Pieces.
The sugar bars just landed.
Yeah, the sugar bars just landed.
I haven't had Reese's Pieces in a long time.
Really?
I think.
We've been out to sea for so long, the sugar barge finally pulled up and filled up the cabin again. The mirage of insufficiency, the mirage of malnourishment, the mirage of being, becoming, and occupying your present experience as a durable creature, is the issue. But it's not really an issue because it's not real. And so any remedy that you try to apply to it is likewise made of the unreal. And there's no destination that you're going to ever get to on account of deploying the best spiritual teachings you've ever heard. Because you can't. There's nothing here to deploy. You don't have an agency to deploy it. That doesn't mean you can't read 1,000 books, go to 1,000 workshops, you know, give your money away, shave your head, get a bowl, wear a robe, take vows, become a multimillionaire through some kind of software, you know, ingeniousness, etc., etc. But there's nowhere to get. There's nowhere to get. And even if you are successful in your marriage, in your parking spaces, sir, you're a celebrity, you're an excellent musician, a sports figure, a political, you know, what? The maggots are going, any day now.
I can't wait to eat that beautiful hair.
Any day now.
In harmony.
Any day now. Right? Yeah, you're not going anywhere.
Is a larva the same as a maggot?
Well, in my case,
they are
it
larvas.
Is.
They're fly larvas, I think. This conversation has definitely had an impact. Somebody approached me the other day, and it was somebody I don't see very often, and he gave me a big hug. He was like, I just wanted to let you know, I put it in my will that I want you to do my funeral ceremony. I was like, that's wonderful. Cool. Why don't we get to plan it out? You know, when do you want to like get together and work on this? And I was like all excited and stuff. I said, no, I didn't mean that.
Don't rush it.
And I was like, oh, and that's not the first time that I've been like, just not quite mainstream when it comes to this death thing.
Oh yeah.
It's pretty funny because I was like, oh, I guess I better turn it down a little bit for normal people.
Right. Yeah, let's get a bottle of scotch and plan it out.
Yeah.
Like the old mortician thing where they come and they measure you.
While you're standing.
I just saw somebody that worked at work or not, and it was an older person, and I hadn't seen him for a long time. And I saw him, I'm like, yo, you're not dead yet. Hey, how you doing?
Yeah. How'd they take it?
What a nice welcome.
Yeah. She thought they were on a self-destructive path, so you're just surprised they're
alive. They're really old. And I haven't seen them in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like, oh, you're
so old. They're like, what do you mean I'm in six? So old.
So they seem to be strict about not being dead yet.
There are crises, right? In so-called life, health crises, and you know, broken relations, and being mishandled as a child, and there's a huge slave trade, human slave trade, which is, you know, lamentable, and the genocides keep rolling, and you know, 100 people spent $600 million on the most recent elections. Compared to everyone else that spent less than that. And so you're like, it's quite clear that the influence and social representation for political, integrity, is clearly in the hands of a very, very small number of people that are the exaggeratedly uber wealthy.
Done.
That's, yeah, that's been the case for a long time. And, you know, Citizens United is, that's pretty much how you trash can a democracy. When the fuse is lit. But that's okay. That's just, you know, human stuff. No big deal. What's the context for your life? What's the context for your interests? What's the context for who you love, who you hang out with, the obligations that you make, the commitments that you keep, the things that you avoid, the things that you fill your day with, right? You don't really have one, even though it looks like we have one and we can justify a whole bunch of things that we do and don't do. But that's just all make-believe. And we easily get distracted, disoriented, angry, defensive when someone might suggest that all of the meaning that we have subscribed to is unreal, is arbitrary.
Yeah.
It's not that pleasant to confront that. Until which time it becomes, like, unbearably pleasant. Right? Where one's insistence on durability and will and choice and improvement and healing from suffering and healing from, you know, ailments and cavorting with ascended masters and doing matrix energetics and improving your genitals in some way, whatever way that might be. Right?
God, how do you do that?
I don't know. Let's check it out. Google.
I thought that was a workshop tonight.
Yeah.
Is that like
people like,
can I use something more natural?
Yeah. Bleaching and waxing. And
I see a call-in show in the future.
Cable exercises.
Yes.
You know, you're trying not to. You don't want to pee yourself at an early age.
Was his sphincter up towards the center of the pelvis? And you pull it up, 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 and said, you release. And did you pull it up, 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 and said, you release.
That's enough.
Well, that's what you get for.
Sounds so much better in German. It just does.
Helga, the Helga, pelvic thrust expert.
Yeah, I like it. I was on mushrooms once, just once.
Was this last Saturday?
I was on mushrooms a long time ago, and hanging out in the woods, you know, with some friends, and we were just completely splattered about. I mean, just vulnerable, you know, just, I mean, wow. And, some hiking group was passing by, and I was running away from them to, you know, my crazy friends that were all like, going, hikers, I'm yelling, hikers. We were trying to figure out how to hide, you know? And, but we were all frozen. We were all paralyzed, so we couldn't hide, but we wanted to hide, and it was that, just that weird thing that is going on. So the hikers came upon us, and I was like, please don't talk to us. Don't notice us. I mean, please, just don't. And but of course, they didn't know what shape we were in. How could you? And Helga, the leader of the hiking group, had you know, those hikers kind of tights on that you have, and really nice fuzzy boots, and she puts one leg up on a rock, and I'm sitting there going, please, please don't say a word. No, please, I can't. And then she thrusts her pubic bone like forward and says, come on, we're going to go bushwhacking. And I was like, ah, not that.
Like the worst thing that could happen.
It was terrible. It was so terrible. My head just went.
That's like the worst thing that could happen right now. That.
Yeah. Please, Helga, not bushwhacking. No, not with you. No, please.
We all know who's taking that kick from.
So she, they just nodded in disapproval of our condition and went away, and we were like.
Oh, she wasn't asking you to go bushwhacking.
No, the three of us, we were all like, you know, Raggedy Ann dolls with our parts strewn all over the woods. Yeah. That was one scary moment.
Sounds like Beavis and Bunhead.
It was bad.
Express part two.
Yeah, no, that didn't happen. It was just
nothing happened.
Oh, thank goodness! I know. I know. So this, yeah, you know, this autopoiesis. The autopoiesis is it's a fun word. You know, there was some guy that kind of made it up, and he's a little weird, but it's still fun.
Is that like Anchopoiesis or
Paul Anka? What? married a priestess?
Just
what?
Feeling silly.
Yeah.
Autopoiesis.
It simply suggests the automaticity of you as a present art installation.
Oh.
Look, it is. It's autopoetic.
Massive.
Here. Done. There's nothing to liberate from. There's nothing that comes into view once liberated. It's just, hi, done. Really. The habit is that we convert this into something typically insufficient, malnourished, so that we can whip ourselves up into action to remedy the dissatisfaction, all imagined. You don't have a future. You don't have a past. But you think you do because you think you have a present. The only way to animate the past and the future is because you think you have a present. And therefore, there's the likelihood that you will be the enjoyer or sufferer of some kind of durability or continuity. But there is no durability or continuity. There's just this autopoiesis, which never goes anywhere, never really becomes anything. Didn't come from someplace prior to it. That's it. It's always been it. It's never not been that, never not been this.
Is it this or Mars?
I don't know. He'll have to go and find out. But it's like, well, does Mars actually exist as an independent reality, someplace out there that you can fly to, right? I mean, apparently we landed a probe, how appropriate a word, on Mars. And got a bunch of artifacts, soil samples and photographs and all kinds of things which contribute to the unfolding of a profound dream. As we, I think the word learn is okay. Discover, play with, kick it around. Having a sensual, textural, attentive appreciation of the irrefutability of present experience. It's possible to rest in it. Rest in yourself. Rest in this. But not as a place. Not as a realm. Not as a world. Not because you've have the privilege of some kind of security or knowledge. That's not rest.
Not even as an observer?
No. No. Yeah. Yeah. Because the observer is a part. And you're not. You're not an observer.
Is there any noun that works? Or pronoun?
All and none. Here's the irrefutability of so-called present experience. Here it is. Came from where exactly? Doing what exactly? It's not possible to be an observer. Because that would suggest, you know, agency, right? Disparate existence. Of course. So there's a feeling. Again, you know, it's not a sentiment, though a bunch of sentiments can appear in it. Lovely sentiments and regrettable sentiments of all kinds. Yes?
Usually.
Yeah. So how is it that you know this feeling?
You don't know. How is it familiar? Like, how is this?
You don't know how you know this feeling.
Seems kind of familiar.
Well, sure.
There's no mechanism. You can't attribute a mechanism to it.
Yes. Yeah. you or the scientists, the sociologists, the physiologists, the archaeologists, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, no one can say with any confidence whatsoever, how it is that you know this feeling. We use the word consciousness. It doesn't tell us anything, does it? Because consciousness is not an object, nor is it a power, nor is it a magical power. It's just another barking noise for, oh shit, what the fuck is this? And I don't know how I am feeling this, why I am feeling this, where, when, right? By what mechanism I am feeling this, or this is feeling itself. We just don't know. Sure, you can come up with an incredible storyline that starts with the so-called Big Bang, which is an idea. Look at the proliferation of never-ending expanse of mature and immature, spiral and flat and diffuse galaxies, so-called clusters and superclusters and megaclusters, and you stare into Andromeda with the recent highly pixelated image, and you're like, unfucking believable. Every grain of sand is a goddamn star. Whoa.
I like that story.
It's a nice one.
It's really interesting to just see that there is really no more evidence for any opinion versus another. There's just none. It's all just random belief systems, random opinions.
Yeah, random or well thought out, right?
Well, whatever, but they're all just
spontaneous.
Nobody has any more evidence for anything than anyone else, so it's just like pick whatever you want and have fun, I guess, whatever. But
there's some pretty extravagant stories with equipment and numbers and compute power and all of that behind it.
Well, there's evolution versus creationism, but they're the same. Like
pulling it all together, like weaving that all together,
it's all just
is
a belief system.
Somewhat arbitrary, yeah. If it's not coming from direct experience, it doesn't mean much. And direct experience is seemingly overlooked most of the time.
Well, direct experience isn't seen as very scientific.
You see how we become
valuable,
how we become restless, undernourished, apprehensive, is through thought, through idea, through representation, which is arbitrary.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I find a little perplexing is that I realize that. I seem to. That it's just a story, this whole thought train and thinking about, like waking in the morning and thinking about the day and thinking about what happened before and all that. It's kind of stupid and meaningless, but it persists, and it's like a thorn in the foot. You know, it's like there it is. So I can look at it maybe a little more dispassionately than I could before, years ago. But still, there it is, and there is this feeling tone associated with it, and there it is. I recognize it, but there it is. And sometimes I sort of feel stuck with it. Yeah.
Yes, yes, yes. So awareness, which is nothing at all, nor does it belong to you, nor you it. But you can sense a certain familiar interface that occurs in your experience with your experience.
Yeah.
Right? The movement of thought, the movement of association, the sense of whoever you take yourself to be as having a certain kind of familiarity, a certain kind of durability, like you're moving through space-time and experience is occurring to you and it's snookered you. Yeah.
Once again.
Right. Right. Well, this is self-snookering. It just is. It's self-snookering. So as a locus, right, a consciousness bundle, you can't actually get past that so-called place. So the shift then is not that the quality of your familiarity changes to please you in a different way.
Yeah.
What happens is that the confidence that you're not even aware of, that you place in yourself as a consciousness bundle, breaks the fuck down.
Amen.
So what happens is, rather than wishing that the content, right, or the familiarity of my experience changes its dimensionality so it's not as much of an imposition, which is fine, common. I mean, that's how we take ourselves into the so-called future, right? I'm a consciousness bundle of a certain nature. My thoughts, my feelings, my sentiments, things that are repetitive in my experience keep showing up to the likes of me, the consciousness bundle. And I'm getting pretty goddamn tired of myself. If I'm lucky, I'm getting pretty goddamn tired of myself. And so I'm looking to the ephemera to change its tune. So it looks like this, it won't change. It won't change its tune. God damn it, it's still me and I'm tired of myself, but it won't change its tune. That's correct.
Yes. Part of me, and I'm not going to take my crap anymore.
That's right. You know.
That's it.
Yeah, you have to open the window and say, "I'm not going to take my." Yeah, I'm mad as hell, and I'm not going to take myself anymore, and then leap out. That'll put a stop to it. So something else magical happens, and not to suggest that being a consciousness bundle, having a certain kind of familiarity, is not magical. It's totally magical. You're nothing but completely magical. Nothing but completely magical. So here, right now, you can do it. Not that there's anything to do, but you can feel it. Not that there's anything to feel, but right now you are not a consciousness bundle. Right? I mean, right here, you're just not a consciousness bundle. In which case, with no effort whatsoever, you become dispassionately severed forever from whatever's appearing in your experience. But you don't survive it. See? That's the fun part. We think that I want to survive as a consciousness bundle, having a better interface with the magical nature of being. You can't. You evaporate from behind. But you're still curiously yourself. If your toes itch, you scratch them. You know, if there's spaghetti in the pantry, cook it up.
Well, even the you that doesn't survive it is just so nebulous anyway. You know, like,
there is
that wants it.
There is
it'll never happen.
There is no you that doesn't that does or doesn't survive it.
Yeah.
That's right. Yes.
So it's just weird.
Well, it's completely weird, because this is irrefutable. There is no consciousness bundle, but it sure as fuck makes it feel like you are interface as a gender, as a person, as a body, as a mind, as a sentiment, as a texture, as a multivalent consciousness bundle. But maybe not true. Maybe not true. So that frustration, which any card-carrying seeker knows so well, right, is great to feel, great to see. That's a pretty, you know, lowest or least common denominator observation of the Gordian individuated being. Yeah. But it's an interesting, you could say, thing, for lack of a better word, that happens, were anything to happen, when we start to relax from the presumption of being a consciousness bundle that wants the media to change. Right?
Yeah.
It's self-destructing in itself, because you get it's a losing game. I mean, everybody at one point in their life has to admit that's a losing game.
Well, that's, some people suggest that's so, yeah.
If you're right. Aware at all, you got to notice it's a losing proposition.
Well,
gotta be another
Well, but see, you know, yes, but even coming to, let's say, the mature observation that it's a losing proposition places you where exactly? Mm-hmm. Even that's a losing proposition. There's no end to losing proposition, right? But since there's no end to losing proposition, you could easily say, well, there's no end to winning proposition, because it's not, you can't win, you can't lose. You're not of the nature of a consciousness bundle or agency or durability to, you know, act out successfully in the universe. How free do you want to be? We think typically that free is, well, you know, Master Kutumi visited me last night and we had conjugal relations, and then I was given a new name, and now I'm at this level.
Were you in my dreams last night? Hey, that happened to me.
Yeah. Well, Master Kutumi gets around, you know what I mean? It's not like
unless,
Santa Claus.
Not unless Master Kutumi is Fred.
I don't know. Master Kutumi is Cool, is Gautama Buddha. I don't know. It's that whole wacky field of ascended master thing. Maitreya, go on and on and on and on, right? I'm sure the Mormons have, you know, their fair share. Joseph Smith, the Iroquois, Jesus, Western New York, where everything happened.
Well, there were angels in there. So.
Yeah, right.
Mordecai, who's Mordecai?
Mordecai, Abraham, you know. Watching Batman play Moses, that's weird.
Batman played Moses? Did that happen?
It did. Yeah, watching Batman play Moses is like...
What?
Christian Bale?
Yes.
Oh my goodness, that doesn't seem right at all.
Everything is disturbing. Doesn't make sense.
I didn't realize he was the star of that show.
Well,
as we discover, and again, not through agreement, you know, not through hopefulness, because that doesn't work. As you discover from firsthand textual relationship with your own present experience, that this is nourishment of an absolute nature. Then you see what happens, the restlessness of mind that projects and presumes and dramatizes and enrolls and enmeshes and does all the things that we're so good at doing. It loses interest. And that losing of interest is unbounded. It's like there's no limit to how little interest you can have. Which is a weird twist of infinity, isn't it?
No limit to how little you can care.
That's
about
right. There is
life.
No limit to how little you can care about this. Yep. Which is bizarre. I mean, you know, most places you go, you know, they won't sell that, right? They want to enroll you in, you know, interest and enrolling your friends and coming back next weekend and doing the master course. Right?
And attracting things to you.
Yeah, and attracting things to you. But that's a path of hell.
It's just consumerism kind of all remarketed over again.
Yeah.
For the past, I don't know what, almost 100 years at least. That's a joke. But
100 years, give or take a few billion.
Billion, yeah. Whatever.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Right. Right. So the real infinity, as contrasted with the unreal infinity, makes a lot of fucking sense, is that there is no limit to how little interest you can have in this. That is completely bananas when all of the conditioning is you should have a lot of interest in this and get somewhere. Get somewhere quickly, efficiently, successfully. Counsel others. Become a sponsor. But what happens if the real infinity is immeasurable indifference?
Immeasurable indifference. If you're going to work and have an initial conversation with your boss and you tell him, you know, my give a shit meter is just...
Yeah. Really,
I'm working on immeasurable indifference right now.
Yeah, what are your goals? Oh, pretty much immeasurable indifference. How about yours? What's your 5-year plan? I'm going to hit this in about a week. I'm a runaway train when it comes to immeasurable indifference. Yep. Choo-choo! Runaway train.
I can never think of what to say at those interviews, but now...
Now you know. Yeah.
Where do you see yourself in 5 years?
Where do you see yourself in 5 years?
Somewhere with...
Hanging out.
Yeah. Going towards immeasurable indifference.
Yeah, loitering at Moe's. How about you? So you see this bundle of, call it myself as a consciousness, you know, galaxy, right? A diffuse cluster of fucking shit.
Species.
Yeah, that is annoyed by the repetitive nature of what appears in my own experience. That's just gonna go. What appears in your experience is not gonna get any better, does not need to get any better. If it got any better, it would just turn worse in a second anyway. So why even hold out for it to get better? Because it just won't.
Well, and it seems like maybe these thoughts that sort of permeate through aren't the big problem. I mean, what I kind of feel is that I attach something to it, some mood to it, or some stress.
You're a junkie.
Yeah.
You're a junkie. That's the samsara hook. We are junkies for the miraculous palette of sensorial and sentimental curiosities that appear to accompany interest.
Yeah, I always wondered if they ended suffering, like, where would you have good opera?
We can't get that good opera.
That's right.
Alone, all those guys that are into guns and ammunition, who needs peace? You know, they consider that big entertainment.
Just be a big Punch and Judy show. Why do I always have to be Judy? Now, the evaporation of association with present experience is effortlessly present. You can't work disinterest.
Well, you could.
You could try. You can't lather up.
Yeah. We're that neurotic.
We are. You can't successfully.
I've signed up. For
I think
seminar.
I
lather
I
up tried. Disinterest.
Yeah.
Lethargy 101.
Guilty.
I need some training.
Well, we can find it to be continuously evaporating. Is that?
Yes, but of course no.
Because we don't find anything.
Because you're infinitely disinterested in whatever you think this is. That's free. That's even free from free.
We're fascinatingly disinterested.
Fascinatingly disinterested.
Fascinatingly disinterested.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
I love those kind of words.
Yeah.
Disinterestedly fascinating.
That one works commutatively as well. That's right. One times two, two times one. Fascinatedly disinterested. Indefatigably fascinatedly disinterested in whatever the fuck you're saying. And including what I'm saying. Like, come on. But you can feel how much glee there is in your unadulterated and unsolicited being when you have absolutely no interest in this. It's a hoot.
Is the glee meter proportional to the disinterest meter?
I think it is, yes. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So this is a sort of a glee club, I guess.
It is a glee club. Yeah. Let's do a Jethro Tull mashup. Let's do a Jethro Tull and Metallica mashup. Who wants to play air guitar?
I like the Broadway sounds better than it.
Yeah.
You do.
Some enchant. I'm gonna wash that man right. My boy Bill. Pardon me, boys. Is that the cat that ate your new shoes? We're going to put that in a time capsule. Yeah. Send it out to the Andromedans. It can pick up our signal. Hey, let's go there.
Shoutouts.
Let's go there. They do Broadway.
Oh, shoutouts.
Really? Take me to Tommy Toon. We have come a great distance. Take me to Tommy Toon. I don't know where he lives. You see, if you want your suffering to resolve, you commit yourself to interest. You commit yourself to time. You commit yourself to future. You commit yourself to resolution. It's not working.
So doing something about your suffering, which just reinforces it, you, which is sure that you're
continuing to suffer. It doesn't work.
Yep. You get a better pooper scooper instead of finding out that it's just the dog.
Right.
Guys.
I cracked up the other day, which I'm sure you've said a million times over, but for some reason it was really funny yesterday when you said, like, it's just comical that infinity can look at itself and go, tisk tisk, this has got to stop.
Exactly. Really. Really. Enough already.
That's all you're doing. It's just you looking at you going, this asshole, I don't know. We're going to have to do something about this son of a bitch.
Really. Infinity is starting to smell around here.
And then you just turn right around. You're like, yeah, well, you're not, you know, it's like you're just doing an argument with yourself.
There she goes again, quarreling with infinity.
This is going to stop. It's fucking funny. I don't know.
Present irrefutability has a radiant, you know, piezoelectric signature.
That's never absent.
That's never absent. Yeah.
I like sugar.
Yeah.
I'm going to try one anyway.
Just another addiction.
So it is.
I always think they're going to be good, and then I eat one, and I'm like,
I don't like
it. Starts out good.
Sugary rubber.
Why don't we do Harold and Kumar Go to White Castle or something like that?
That'd be cool.
Yeah, we'll do a stage presentation of Harold and Kumar Go to White Castle.
That's Harold and Kumar.
Yes.
You missed that one, eh? Mm-hmm. That's a keeper. That's as good as Bubble Boy.
I'll be a silent extra.
You'd be Silent Bob.
Yeah.
You'd be Charlie Chaplin.
you see, the word before is not quite accurate, but before, you make this about something, right? And then assign that to yourself as either, you know, an afflicted or afflictable or winning character. There is the piezoelectric presence of, you know, radiance. The yoga, no matter what culture, what age, is discovering, cultivating intimacy with this piezoelectric radiant certitude that is not about anything, that doesn't do anything, doesn't have to justify itself, didn't come from someplace, is not the consequence of anything, Big Bang or otherwise. And that gift, sensitivity, you know, appreciation, texturally, not imaginarily, but presently, irrefutably so, that is the, that's the journey and the takeaway of what's referred to as liberation. You know, otherwise, what the fuck is it? And thankfully, it's pretty much just this. You can't get away from it. You could say you're immersed in, right, an infinitude of quality and texture and brilliant forthcoming, but there's no quality at all. Because you're not taking anything hostage. You're not creating meaning where there needn't be any. And yet you, whatever you are, whatever your experience is, has a persistent, right, quality. Yeah, it does. It has a persistent kind of quality. But if you, let's say, really get, can we say, you know, gnarly intimate with present experience, right, there is no persistence. It's fun.
Sounds very paradoxical.
Well, of course. Really? Why spend all this money and not get a paradox? I've come for an argument. No, you haven't. Yes, I have. That's no argument. Yes, it is. No, it's not. Really? I'd like to buy a paradox. Well, of course. Because it's not necessary to imbue so-called present experience with any takeaway whatsoever. It has no persistence.
No doggy bag?
Hmm?
No doggy bag?
No.
Hmm. Well, persistence, I'm taking that to imply that there's something left over, there's a trail, you know? And that automatically, that brings time into it and the past.
Creation and cause and effect.
Yeah, that's the whole deal right there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Although you could say continuous unfolding maybe or something like that. I don't know. Is that too heavy?
I don't know. You be the judge, right? Because you're the only guy here, so you call it what you like. Right? Your experience is sovereign, right? The irrefutability of you is sovereign. It's all you've got. It's the only thing there is. So call it what you want to call it. And if you get tired of calling it that, well, call it something else. Or stop calling it anything at all. The habit of being a recipient, right, of present experience is profound. The mental habit, the mental association of being the recipient of present experience is profound. And that's why there's the irritability of the so-called persistence of the likes of me that can't seem to break through. wild. It's completely wild. It's not real, but it sure looks like it could be.
Right.
It's not real, but it sure looks like it could be. And so it's easy to assign frustration and disappointment as a, you know, card-carrying pursuer of enlightenment. Well, I'm not making any fucking progress.
Well, what's interesting to me...
Thank God for that.
Is that it seems to persist whether you are... And I mean, I know I talk a lot about this wavy.
But we never, theory. We don't never listen to you, so it's brand new.
Walk away.
You may come in, you may come in from a dream or something like that, or whatever it is. And it's immediately assigned. This whole thing.
It's so much faster than immediate. There's no word for it.
Yeah, I mean, it's
bang. Yes.
And it's like, I didn't ask for that.
That's right. You didn't do the assigning. It came with.
It came with.
Yeah.
So it just seems that it's like the natural thing.
It does seem like the natural thing. Right.
But damn it, I'm not going to stand for it anymore.
That's right. Simply by seeing it. No big catharsis, right? No petite mal seizure. You don't have to fall on the floor and go into, you know, tetany. Not necessary. Just like, holy fuck. All assignment comes with.
Yeah.
There's no, by Jove, I think she's got it.
No, there is no, by Jove, I think she's got it. Unless, of course, it's the brain on the plane in Spain. Then you've got it. I think she's got it. How do you handle a problem like Maria?
We create a musical.
Oklahoma, where the skies are. That guy's got like Broadway Tourette's. He goes into the PNC to take out a deposit, and he's like got Broadway Tourette's. It's freaking everybody up.
Here, take the money.
Really?
I want
to
go to the bank with you when you break down
tomorrow. We can do cats.
My name is so good.
Yeah, that's right. Springtime for Hitler and Germany.
Where's Catherine? Jeez, I don't know any musicals. I don't know any. I'm going to have to go home and start watching my musicals.
You are.
I got nothing.
So the most ordinary, the most ordinary reflection, which sees that this comes with, that it has nothing to do with you.
What?
That it's completely involuntarily appearing.
Everything has
and comes with all matrices of identification and association. That's simple, like, oh, wow. You're off the hook. And so there's nothing you need to do about it. You see? If I'm trying to remedy that observation as a consciousness cluster, then I'm going to be in a loop of, you know, pretty fierce frustration. Because you can't do anything about it. You don't need to do anything about it. This presents involuntarily, irrefutably, and comes with. You're like, okay, I'm down with that. Now you're done. Like, okay, all right. You see, now you're not holding out as an individual hoping that you're going to have a better experience. You're like, okay, poof, wow, this is fucked. This is cool. And so what happens is that your interest in this is appearing evaporates. Then you discover, oh, I am actually of the nature of an infinity of disinterest.
That may happen, but that shouldn't be the goal, right? I mean, it, you know, I mean.
What? Which is happening, should
the,
or not
the,
be.
The evaporation of the mundanity, or whatever the word is.
Nothing need change. Why arm wrestle with an 800-pound silverback? The only sound we're going to hear is you're breaking ulnar. Snap. So stop wrestling with the gorilla. The silverback has got this, right? You just keep a low profile, keep bowing. Oh, wonderful silverback. Leave it alone. You see? You can leave yourself alone. Mm. Completely alone. Infinitely, subtly, remarkably, blissfully, transcendently alone.
And that's freedom.
Yes.
How can you suffer if you leave yourself alone? You can't be any suffering.
That's what they say. People that get paid a lot of money to have these kinds of conversations say that shit. I wouldn't know what to say about it.
You get paid in chocolate.
Yeah. Why does that guy do what he does? Well, we give him Twizzlers. He sings Broadway tunes, so it works for him. He's a red licorice kind of guy. Uh-huh. Yeah. Mm-hmm. When you're a jet, you're a jet all the way from your first cigarette to your last dying day. Sorry, Tourette's. It's a bad. I'm seeking medication for it.
I gotta watch.
Yeah,
I'll get it too.
You guys don't want to meet tonight. That's
really. Yeah, really.
Rendered speech.
Yeah, really. We're stopping on you, dude.
Yeah. They rendered speech.
Uh huh.
Didn't think it was possible.
He's lying. A bad pun will be coming any minute.
He hasn't popped up a terrible pun so far.
Now, it's funny how this remarkable profundity of disinterest neuters all religious and spiritual endeavor. I mean, just neutralizes it.
Neuters.
That's a lot.
Neuters is good, right? Disinterest in present experience wipes the slate clean of everybody's idea. Most importantly, your own, of course.
And the funny thing is, you can still find yourself seeking. But there's no real, there's just, I don't believe it's going to give me anything. It's pathetic.
Well, you see, the moment you anthropomorphize, right, you're interested.
Of course I'm interested.
Yeah.
At least I think I'm interested. I have no idea what
it's. It's an affliction that you have no control over.
Yeah.
Yeah. Really. Nobody has any control over the degree to which they're interested or disinterested in present experience. No one does. No one ever has.
Well, nor can you say anything about those, whether that being disinterested or interested is the better or worse condition. Or
no.
And it seems like they come together anyway. You could be totally disinterested.
Here come old flat top, he come.
You know? I mean, both at the same time. You're disinterested in the story, but it's also interesting.
Why can't this be enliveningly paradoxical without conflict? What does it feel like if there's just no deliverables left on the shelf for you? There's nothing here for you.
Feeling like that a lot.
We sold out minutes before you came in the store. Every store you go to, Oh, we just sold out. There's nothing here for you. Sweet. Perfect. It's a very, very curious remedy, unintentionally so, for selfing. Yeah.
For selfing.
For selfing, yeah. It's a very sharp sword.
What is?
It's interest. The poignant observation of selfing and the poignant observation of the nature and the suffering and the duality and the so-called mechanism of selfing and therefore the hopeful end of selfing is too thick. Disinterest kicks ass. You know, you find serendipitously the medicine that's, you know, that you want to hear, right? The medicine that you like to hear, the medicine that gives you a thrill. Spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down. Rastafarian. Sorry.
Let's go fly a kite, also Mary Poppins.
Yes.
That's the only one I know.
Let's go fly a kite up to the atmosphere. Sorry. Why don't we get a fake book? Let's get a fake book of Broadway tunes, and you play accordion, don't you? No? Someone plays accordion.
Really? How fun.
I know. We could do show tunes and play accordion. We'd be like Bruce Hornsby.
You know,
I
play accordion because you play that thing.
Oh, yeah.
I like accordion.
Yeah.
A bandoneon or something like that?
It's a drone box.
Oh.
Those are not, they're not well suited to Broadway tunes. You need more melodic, you know.
Yeah. More to Indian tunes.
Really? Right. Really. Bye-bye, birdies. Army's got you now.
I would do better with those kind of show tunes, yeah. Kind of deeper tone.
Monotone Buddhist slower. Chanting, yeah. To Broadway show tunes.
I could do that.
Coming to a zendo near you.
Would it be Bruce Hornsby that I heard is playing up with the new resurgence of... The Grateful
yes,
Dead.
Bruce is going to be playing piano for the Grateful Dead in July.
Mm-hmm. And that guy from Fish, too.
Trey is playing guitar, yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be really big.
Oh, yeah. That's a big event.
They coming here?
No, they're playing three nights in Soldier Field, Chicago. Mm-hmm. That's the 50th anniversary party.
Wow. 50th. Oh, my God.
I know. Yeah. It hurts my mind.
Isn't better to listen to that concert on YouTube for you?
For, you mean listening to the Grateful Dead
yeah.
on YouTube?
That instead of being live?
For me?
For you, live.
You mean that concert coming up or just the Grateful Dead?
Oh. I'm always stoned. I don't care. Live, recorded. I don't know the difference.
Yeah. He's hearing them right now.
Yeah, as a matter of sugar, magnolia, blossoms blooming.
Yeah, live is cool. Thanks for those tickets at one time.
Hey, would anyone like to go out for a ride to Reading, Pennsylvania to go see Get the Lead Out?
When?
Soon.
Soon.
Not in an hour. Lace up.
It's probably the only way I could
Let's go.
If it was in an hour.
I love to see them, you know, because they're so much. You right?
Yeah.
Right?
Blast.
Oh God. So they're not playing locally this year. I mean, I looked at their, you know, but they're playing in Reading. Yeah. And that's what? That's an hour and a half or something, right?
Yeah.
Not that far.
There's a big pagoda there.
Well, then we could make it a day trip. We'll go to the pagoda during the day, then we'll go out for Chinese food, and then we'll do some ganja and bong in the parking lot and get the lead out.
Even though it doesn't matter, they kick royal ass.
I know.
I couldn't stay in my seat.
I know. No, you can't. No, you can't. Road trip. Let's get a yellow bus.
I wonder if it's on the weekend or during the day, or during the week going.
You don't care. You don't really care.
I do work.
I know, but you could slog your ass into work a little late the following day, and everyone will say, Dr. Walcroft, are you okay? So get the lead out, motherfucker!
Put them in their place.
Yeah, really. That'll show them. Dr. Walcroft, are you okay? Get the lead out, motherfucker!
It's more likely you'll slump into your office and nobody will know that anything was taken. And...
Yeah, I'm sorry. What were we talking about?
Sacred sound.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, I'll let you know.
Yeah.
Please do.
E.T.
What's fun is that, you know how if you're a seeker fucker and you're in search of some kind of enlightenment, you have the idea that you want to be or attuned to or inure to or accomplish a certain kind of state for the long haul. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And that drives you crazy.
Yeah.
Because it obscures, partially, not fully successfully, but it obscures that this is awake. Holding out, hanging out, being in anticipation of some event that happened to Nirsagadatta keeps you in the loop that this is about something and you want it to show up to the likes of you in a certain way. That's interest. Interest is suffering. But as you liquidate, right here, right now, no interest, no becoming, not trying to fulfill an idealized expectation of what should happen to you someday. You're not signing up. Your pen's gone dry. You're not making a contract with the future. And if you stop making a contract with the future, what do you got? You got a really severe case of disinterest.
Chim chimney, chim chimney,
chim chim tree.
Your love's made your bond when it shakes hands with me.
We know you're musical.
She's a Dick Van Dyke kind of guy.
I know some Rent songs. I don't know, but that's about it.
Sing it.
No. The one that comes to mind is so
good. The hills are alive.
That's a good one.
Money.
Here comes the plastic barge.
You begin to notice it, let's say it becomes conscious, whatever that suggests, that it's remarkably simple to pass on interest.
But not so much on the chocolates.
No, chocolates we must have. There's no question. Willy Wonka was not a musical, was it?
It was a musical.
Yeah. Oh, they made it into a musical?
Yeah.
Oompa Loompa Dumpity Dee. Okay.
Gene Wilder, I think he sang
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
But I don't remember any of the songs. Just that Oompa
Loompa
song.
Yeah.
Even that, do you know any other words besides the Oompa Loompa part? Or?
I think there's the...
What did they actually say?
And something with that girl, she turned into a round purple something.
The salt. The Candyman.
You mean Sammy Davis?
Yeah, I guess that wasn't in that movie, was it?
That was a Brat Pack thing, maybe not a
yeah.
Willy Wonka thing. You know.
It's easy to get a mixed up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I've noticed that Earth is just loaded with some really strange perturbances in the field.
Things are starting to get mixed up.
Yeah, things get mixed up really easily.
That sounds like an Elvis song. All shook up?
Mm. All shook up.
Even the heater's got
into the sink. Yeah, even the heater's going choo-choo on us, yeah. Nice.
Let it go.
Choo-choo. It's alive with music. It's alive with
us. Disinterest is not a void. It turns out to be that the portal or the wormhole of disinterest is just completely open fascination.
It's like a transmutation or something, a transmogrification.
Yes. Yeah.
When you say disinterest, you mean when you just sat down wanting anything from this, wanting to get anything. No doggy bag.
Well,
like you stop holding it hostage.
We'll start there, but then drop all agency.
Yeah, no, yeah. No active principle. Right?
No principle.
Right.
So easy. No principle. I mean, the release of agency means there's no sticky note. There's no next best move. There's no way of convincing yourself that you've done it wrong up to this point.
No strategery, as George Bush would say.
No strategery. That's right. No nucleotides. Nuclears. Disinterest is being. It's not an accoutrement of being. Accoutrements is interest.
Mm-hmm. joined your interests.
Why not chill out with the irrefutable and involuntary apparitional delight that's occurring in your experience as your experience? Why make anything of yourself? Effortlessness, disinterest, turn out to be nourishing beyond imagination. But not to the person. It's nourishing because it's the cessation of the inertial nature of the person.
So what happens to the person?
There has never been.
There's
never been a person.
Is there a funeral? Is there like?
Well, you're good at those, so yeah, let's have one.
That's a grand finale.
So then we got to do the three things.
Don't light your sleeve on fire.
Fireworks. I was thinking about that one.
Yeah, good.
Cremation.
What happens to what exactly? How about this moment? What happens to this moment? Now this one. I don't know. What happens to it? And does someone gather it up and file it away?
It's gone with the wind.
It's got to stop.
Sorry, that's unbelievable.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn. As much as this is, it's nothing at all. So what could happen to it? I don't know. It's funny, you can't ever discover what's going to become of you. And the appreciation that you can't ever discover what's going to become of you can release you from the need that you should discover what's going to become of you.
Discover could be replaced with sort of cajole, manipulate, plan, grasp.
Sure, isn't it? Doesn't it?
It's not like just quietly, passively discover. It's more like, whoa, better hold on, do this.
It can, yeah.
Make sure you got it covered.
Yeah. When you look at the granularity of just how confused we are, it makes sense. There can be all kinds of, you know, reflex as this dissolves, you know, at the tip of your own nose. All kinds of curious symptoms can occur as the warp and weave of your belief systems just go fucking flatline. You can end up naked in the street. Just once, maybe, but still. Yeah.
Hopefully in the summer.
Mm-hmm. Actually, it's the most rational to end up naked in the street.
Sure.
Yeah.
Not in this country.
It's fun to get a little, you know, sense of the freshness of how trivial spiritual and religious and contemplative teachings and trainings and energy bodies and rainbow bodies and repetitions and prostrations and prostrations.
Love on prostates.
Right? When you go hear the Dalai Lama speak, millions will come, we'll sit under tents, and he'll give out teachings. You're like, What? Teachings about what? Teachings about what? This isn't anything. It's not about anything. There's a little snippet of Byron Katie that, you know, Beth played. It was about 2 minutes, and she's got her shoulders up like she usually does, and she's like all hunched in, and she's speaking to the camera, which she's really, really good at, and she's just letting everyone know. It was kind of like a time capsule for future humanity to look back on what Byron Katie, you know, had to say about them, as if anyone gives a fuck. But she's like, everyone's doing the best that they can. And I'm like, Jesus, thanks for the message, Mom. Thanks for the message, Mom. So I'm feeling so much better about myself now, though I'm such a self-hating fuck-up that I'm doing the best that I can. Like, what's the relevance of it? What does it even mean that everyone is doing the what, who, where? Excuse me. But you see, this is how, you know, this is an enlightened woman. She's an enlightened woman, and she's giving everyone this, I don't know what to call it. Advice? Encouragement?
Platitudes?
Yeah. Comforting that everyone's, who gives a fuck what she has to say about anything? My question is of her and others of her ilk. It's like, I don't really give a fuck about anything I have to say, and I sure hope you don't either. And I'm not going to sit here and give you some kind of platitudes about how great you're doing or that you're doing the best that you can. Fuck you. Fuck me. Fuck this. Bazoop. What? But you see, all of this pouring forth comes out, all of these metaphors and tinkerings with enlightenment and this stage and that stage and integration and where you go then and what happens next. And you should be able to go see, you know, a Kundalini therapist if something happens like that. You know, you're like, oh, I mean, ho hum all the way down. When you're free from all of this horseshit by virtue of the maha solvent of disinterest, your autonomy is present. Your awake is absolutely present, absolutely unobscured, miraculously so. And all the opinions matter zippity-doo-dah. And you're not a sitting duck to be on the receiving end of someone's platitudes or platypuses. Platypi.
But most of all, your own opinions don't matter.
Well, that's where it really counts.
Yeah.
That's where it really counts. Enjoy your own irrefutability, not as the consequence of anything, is the shit.
It's pretty nice. It's pretty amazing how limited that perspective is. What the fuck? How is that possible?
even the emphasis that's placed on, let's say, traveling lighter, or Jeff Foster's life without a center, or Bentinho Massaro climbing up mountains and telling everyone how great it is to manifest their, you know, highest interest. You see, all of this
is so
dramatic.
It's just, it's all like Baudelaire.
It's like Baudelaire. I know. Acting! Baudelaire! You see all of that, all of those, what they may appear to be spiritual encouragements, but I would argue what they really are is, I win, you suck. I climb mountains and I manifest and you give me your fucking money so that you can hear me tell you all about how it's working for me. And we sign up by the hundreds, by the thousands. We go in and we can't wait for Byron Katie to tell us all about herself and how we're doing the best we can. And I unload 20 grand for the privilege, you know, of hearing it. And like something's not quite, just something. Maybe it's small. Maybe it's me. Something's not quite right. Can't put my finger on it. Let me write a check and maybe that'll help. You can see how hanging on for an idealized deliverable keeps you in the becoming game. Keeps you signed up for restlessness and disappointment. Disinterest cuts you off at the knees.
Everything's coming up roses.
Everything is coming up roses, yeah.
That's dreadful.
Well, obnoxious. Ethel Berman, she was a little...
Yeah, she was a little tough to take.
I need my puny nest.
Hi, Jamie.
I would agree.
I had interest where that was.
No. One of these days I'll have a comeback. I know I will.
If I was here, I'd be insulted.
That's right. There you go. Clayton's tomorrow.
Is it?
I think so.
I don't know.
Wegmans? Good.
I mean, I'll try. I'm not sure what's going on.
I'll be there.
Really? You're not sure what's going on?
No.
Huh. You're the only one in the room.
Yeah, we all got this, so.
Yeah.
See you later, Alec.
Hey.
Bye.
See
you
later. So long, crocodile. Platypus.
Goodbye.
Farewell. Vita saying goodbye to you and you and you and you and you. dun 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 dun.
That's it. I am not coming to this group anymore.
Yeah, this group has jumped the shark.